Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Come on. Hello, dear listener. Before we get into today's show, quick ask. If you find value in today's show, or you've gotten value out of a previous show, please leave us a quick 5-star review. Be super grateful. Thanks a lot. Welcome to Money Savage, Savage Approach to Personal Finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Jess Kennedy. Jess, are you ready to do this?
I am so ready.
I love it. Let's do this. Jess is the co-founder and COO of Beeline. They are a digital home lender giving consumers the shortest path to realizing their dreams of home ownership or refinance. I'm excited to have you on. Jess, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, so I'm Jess Kennedy. I am from Rhode Island. Beeline was originated here in Rhode Island, and lived here with my family for about 10 years between Boston and Providence. I have two small boys, 4 and 6 years old. And I have absolutely loved growing up in the real estate industry. Started out as a lawyer in a law firm, so lawyer by education. And I realized very quickly that being a lawyer was not exactly what I wanted to do, and that I really love the business side. And then I met one of our co-founders, Nick Liuza, when I started working with him at his national title agency. And he and I just hit it off, and I loved his energy and his enthusiasm and his willingness to apply technologies that no one else was thinking of, that were just all in his head. And he is a magician and knows how to get them out of his head and into real life. And so working with him for the past 6 years has been really fun, super infectious, and he and I talked about Beeline for a while with Peter Gonzalez, one of our other co-founders, before we kind of launched this whole thing and brought in our Australian founding team. And there's six of us now, and it's been a really wild, fun ride.
Awesome. So you specialize in a real estate transaction or something like that when you were in law practice?
Yeah, and it's funny, when I was in law school, there was no class I probably hated more than property. And I told myself, I said, there's no way I'm ever going to do anything like this when I get out of law school. This is the worst. And of course, it never works out that way. I came out of law school during the middle of 2009, when you couldn't really afford to be picky from a job perspective because so many people were laid off and the world was in such a terrible economic place. But, you know, it's serendipitous, right? I mean, things seem to just kind of come together for a reason. And I've never regretted my time in real estate. But yes, I started out as a real estate finance attorney and have now turned into an operations person in the financial and real estate industry.
Life's a funny thing, right?
It really is.
Okay. And so you mentioned a couple of names that I'm not going to be able to recall, unfortunately, but one of your co-founders, you said he thinks about tech that nobody else was thinking of, and he was working for a national title company. How did you come to interface with him?
Yeah. So Nick Liuza started Linear Title in 2005. He was a founder of that company. And it's funny because he had no experience in the title industry. He had owned a couple staffing companies, like nursing staffing companies. And it's like he just popped his eyes open one day and said, I'm going to open a national title agency. And he did. And about 10 years later, we sold it in 2016 to a Canadian company that eventually went public. But during that ride, he just said, you know, wow, this is a super antiquated industry and no one's applying technologies that could make this really scalable. And it's kind of sleepy and right now currently dominated by like really small title companies around the country or lawyers, you know, God forbid lawyers. And you know, just said there's so much opportunity here to make this a scalable business. And he was right. And so he created a couple different technologies that are still used across, you know, the title insurance industry. And like I said, he just has these like grand ideas, and he knows how to sort of implement the right people to make it come to life. And I mean, I think that's just classic entrepreneur. But he's also, you know, he's very kind, and he has that infectious personality that gets people, you know, revved up and going. And he does that for me every day. And he does that for our staff. And it's quite a gift. And I think only few people have that gift. But Peter Gonzalez, our other co-founder, was our investment banker in the deal where we sold to the Canadian company. And him and Nick had known each other a long time. And so the three of us were kind of all ready to make a move after the sale and just thought, you know, what do we want to do? We kind of felt like we had done the title insurance thing. Peter had felt like he had done fintech in investment banking and really understood the space, and also felt like there was this real void of technology and innovation when it came to mortgage, but so many other financial products had gone to a tech forward thinking basis. You know, you can bank online, you can invest online, you can do all these other things, but getting a mortgage, you still had to run into a branch or go find a loan officer. And it just reeked of opportunity.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. And this was 6 years ago?
So Nick and I started working together 6 years ago. Peter and Nick and I got together and really started talking about Beeline in early 2018 and started coming up with, you know, kind of ideas about what we want to see and do and how we want to make people feel. But none of the three of us had direct-to-consumer experience and like marketing or, you know, anything else in the business side. We'd always done business-to-business relationships. And it's a very different world, as you can imagine, trying to market out to consumers. So we were like, we just don't have this skill set. And we knew it was an enormous hole in what we knew how to do. And so Peter said, you know what? I know this group out of Australia. They do consumer loans, and they have like number one brand recognition in Australia for lending through their online marketing. And so Peter introduced us to them, and it was just perfect. You know, the philosophy of how we wanted people to feel and how we wanted to apply technology. We don't want technology to fully replace the human experience. That's not the point. We want it to enhance the experience. And we sort of felt like that's what other, you know, neo-tech kind of lenders had gotten wrong. They kept saying, like, you can automate this whole process. Well, people still want to talk to another human, and there's still a lot that a machine can't do in the lending process. And I think you have to have a healthy amount of respect for that. And I think that we do. And we're just trying to marry the human component with the technology component. And that group out of Australia felt the same way. And they had done that very successfully through consumer lending and applying the right technologies, the right, you know, AI, and understanding which processes were really ripe for technology and which were to remain with a human component. And I think that's the magic of it.
Yeah, I certainly appreciate that. So you've talked about a couple of times how you wanted people to feel. So how is it that you want people to feel?
Empowered. I think, you know, I know when I got my first loan, even though I was in industry, I was still really nervous and scared and felt that ton of uncertainty of, you know, am I going to get this loan? Do I have too much student loan debt? You know, I don't really know what the rules are. What are the rules? What rules am I playing by? Are they moving the goalpost on me? And I think that it's that whole idea of you don't know as a consumer sort of what's happening in the kitchen as you're waiting for your food. And you're just left wondering, like, you know, is this going to happen? When's that food going to be done? And we're trying to give people clarity. We want people to feel empowered about everything that's happening in their transaction, full transparency. So we have the Beeline Tracker, which is their online tool that says, these are all the things that are happening in your loan. This is where they stand. This is the level of completion. Kind of like the Domino's Pizza Tracker, right? You never worry about where your pizza is because it tells you the whole time exactly what's happening. And it's so simple. That visual is so simple, but it gives people the certainty. You don't have people calling up Domino's like, hey, where's my pizza?
Yeah.
They see exactly where it is. And that's what we want to give people. And also just make that whole process not a process. We want to make it shorter. We want to make it that beeline, that shortest path, you know, between two points. And it's so doable. It's so hard, but it is so doable if you put the right technologies and the right people behind it. And so what we work on now is, you know, we've been launched since May, but now we're like optimizing all those pieces. And it's a great deal of fun, to be honest. And we love hearing people say, you made this so easy for me. Why can't it always be this easy? And quite honestly, we want to make it even easier. You know, we're only getting started. And that's the exciting part.
Yeah, well, I certainly appreciate that. I think that everybody who's listening that's ever gone through the loan process, I think fully understands the frustration of wondering what's going on. And just so I think you described it really well. Which part of the process has been the hardest or surprisingly difficult?
It's highly regulated
in this
industry. So it's maneuvering through an industry that's not fully ready for some of the things that we want to do. And so it's going out there and saying, hey, we want to do X. You know, what are we allowed to do? And so that's, you know, you're a little held back by what the industry will allow you to do. But the industry is getting there. You know, I think COVID really has started this tidal wave of change in lending, which, you know, there's so many bad things to come out of the pandemic. But I think that some of these tidal waves are really positive things. And you can see it through things like remote online notarization. There were only a handful of states that allowed remote online notarization prior to the pandemic. And now it's, you know, there's what, 20 plus states that have passed some form of legislation allowing this, or, you know, have really accelerated their efforts in that area. And I think those are really positive things to come out of this. And I see more and more of that over time. And it probably has accelerated some of our timelines of things that we wanted to do by several years, because I think some of these changes will stick over time.
Yeah, that's super interesting, right? So in a lot of the ways, well, I guess I don't want to talk about how COVID has been a good thing, but I suppose in a lot of ways, just the effect of causing industries to operate a little bit quicker and move towards technologies is probably going to be a positive thing over the long term. So how is Beeline different than say a LendingTree?
Yeah, so LendingTree is great because it connects people with lenders who have all kinds of different rates and pricing structures, right? Like that's what's great about LendingTree. It kind of gives you like, here's everybody that you can choose from and pick, you know, pick someone that you are interested in based on, you know, your pricing and sort of where you are and what you want to do. So LendingTree is great for that. There are a lot of other online lenders that are also, you know, trying to do similar things to us, right? They're trying to make the process more simplistic for people. And for that, you know, we stand in their camp and we're super happy that it's not just us. I think what we do differently is we apply artificial intelligence throughout our entire, you know, point of sale when people are kind of moving through the application process on our website. It's not just data in like so many other online lenders. It's not just this, you know, data pushing over into a system and then someone sits behind a screen and still does the same sort of stare and compare once the data comes in. We're not doing that. We're actually applying technologies that are looking at the data, interpreting the data, and live time making decisions on the data. And so that cuts out a ton of time, a ton of bias that, you know, some person staring at a screen is going to have, and really gives people that certainty much faster because you don't have this human having to sit there and do it, you know, do that same process. So it condenses a timeline and gives a ton more certainty, which I think we're the only lender out there right now doing that.
Got it. Nice. Certainly appreciate that. Yeah, I can't. It's always been super interesting to me. I'm always curious about really every industry, and when I think about the insurance industry, if it's life insurance or disability or long-term care insurance, I'm sure that there is just so much stare and compare going on to use your words and just through the underwriting process. Have you all been able to? I have to imagine that a big thing that slows down the process is just the consumer getting the right stuff to you. How has that been?
Yeah, you're right. That we've noticed over the past several months that is certainly the most painful part for us and and for the customer.
Yeah,
you know, what we're trying to do is pull all that information up to the front of the process for people. So we came out in early December, time just flies around here, with our condition resolution engine. And so this is a big step sort of towards taking the pain out of what you just described. And it will auto-generate conditions, so what the customer is required to give us upfront. So they finish their application, you know, they can look at the rates available to them, they can pick the loan program that they're interested in, 15-year, 20-year, what rate they're, you know, qualifying for. And then they're sort of taken to, hey, these are the things we need from you right now. And our system is intelligently deciding what those things are. So if it's a cash out refinance, every lender out there is going to require that customer to give them a cash out letter, which is saying why they want the cash out of their home. Well, every other place you go to, someone's going to pick up the phone, send you an email and say, hey, I need a cash out letter because of the program, you know, the loan that you're applying for. What we're doing is saying, I know you applied for a cash out because it's what, you know, my technology is telling me that's what you wanted. I'm going to auto fire to you in your portal that I need this thing from you. And so you can sign it in DocuSign. You know, you don't have to like go out and find a scanner and go do all this crazy stuff that's super time consuming. You can do it from your phone, but it just shortens that timeline and makes it easier and tells the person right up front, this is what I need from you. And so when you look at the lending process, there can be up to like 300 of these conditions that we have to get loaded into our system, and not all 300 fire in every loan, but there's 300 that are pretty common depending on your loan program. And so what we want to do is not overwhelm people with all that and just say, hey, customer, these are your 10 things that you're responsible for, and give that to them right up front. All that certainty, this is what we need, not this sort of drip of, we need this, no, then we need this, and, oh, Bobby forgot to tell you that our underwriter needed this, and it's not this long sort of meandering process. And what's nice is not only will those things auto-fire, but we're creating now the ability for them to auto-resolve. So if someone uploads their driver's license, we can now read the driver's license and say, great, you uploaded your driver's license, condition resolved, you're done. And so it gives them the instant certainty of saying, I did what I needed to do, and Beeline's got it, and it's all taken care of. And so we're going to keep iterating on that technology. And I think that will make what you describe so much less painful for people.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Nice. In terms of just technology and future technology, what are y'all thinking about in terms of blockchain, if at all?
We've talked about blockchain a lot. We actually have a lot of industry friends who have been pioneers in that. Our head of product is always thinking of sort of like the next, you know, the next set of roadmaps for us for the next 6 months to a year. And blockchain's always on it. We're just trying to figure out the right way to apply it because it's such a fancy word. Everyone likes to use it. But we're really methodical about how we want to apply things like blockchain. So we don't have like a clear answer on that today, but it's always in the back of our minds of how can we best use that technology.
That is a super fancy term. I just throw that out there towards you, Jess. Blockchain, huh? All right. Love it. Well, Jess, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
So difference-making tip, I mean, from being at Beeline and being everywhere, it's about authenticity. And I think that working with companies that are authentic and have a brand identity and really care about people and people applying that to themselves, you know, I have to remind myself every day to show up authentically. And sometimes that's really hard, but I think that's the difference maker for each one of us.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets it. Come on. Jess, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you, and how can people work with Beeline?
Really fancy website, makebeeline.com.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Jess your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to makebeeline.com.
Or is it makebeeline?
Is it make a beeline or make beeline?
Make a beeline.
Makeabeeline.com. Love it. Well, thanks again, Jess.
Thank you, George. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, likewise. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. So we are all in this together.
Spending too much time on social? Is your daily screen time over 2 hours? Are you a little bit overweight? Not saving enough money? Any or all of these are familiar. Strive could be for you. The Strive 2-week online bootcamp will help you to detox your mind, body, and money, getting you on your way to a happier, healthier, wealthier, and more confident life. Go to strivedetox.com, strivedetox.com, and get your mind, body, and money right.